A gigantic house has been built on the front lawn of one of Norfolk's grandest homes. 41 students from the Norwich University of the Arts, the NUA, helped to install the 70,000-square-foot drawing called Estate at Houghton Hall over a couple of hours. Estate was designed by artist Richard Woods and consists of black cotton fabric secured with lightweight tent pegs. Mr. Woods, who is based in London, said it was a performative work which blurred the borders between art, design and architecture. He said the artwork contrasted starkly with Houghton Hall itself, a country house built in the Palladian architectural style in the 1720s for Great Britain's first Prime Minister, Sir Robert Walpole. Mr. Woods said, "Estate is a conversation between two architectural styles. The simplistic cartoon graphic of Estate contrasts with the Palladian grandeur of Walpole's original, one that has taken a couple of hours to complete and one that has taken many generations." Estate was taken down after being on display for just one day. The work, which was the size of a football pitch, was inspired by a trip to the Uffington Horse in Oxfordshire and is designed to be seen from above. Professor Neil Powell, NUA's Pro Vice Chancellor, said, "Assisting Richard Woods with the installation at Houghton is a unique opportunity for undergraduate and postgraduate students from a wide range of NUA's arts and media courses to understand the creative direction and mechanics of installing a major artwork at such an historic location. The students will also be documenting the installation through photography and film. We're grateful to both Lord Cholmondeley and the artist for the opportunity." Lord David Cholmondeley of Houghton Hall said, "I met Richard at an art event in Cheshire and he asked me if he could install it here. We had a timing issue because of the Henry Moore show, which has only just been deinstalled, but it's wonderful to have a work like this here." Having installed the drawing at the Yorkshire Sculpture Park, Mr. Woods wanted to place the work next to a large and grand example of period architecture.